On a sunny summer day, there's nothing like a cruise in a cool car. And if it's vintage, a rare model, or one of a kind, even better. When your gleaming chrome and glistening paint catches the eye of enthusiasts, collectors, and admirers of automotive artistry, it's hard not to bask in the glory of your sweet ride. And if you're cruisin' for a charitable cause, you're already in the winner's circle. This is just a glimpse of the dynamic scene likely to unfold at the Cruise the Shore fundraising event in the Village at Park Royal, August 19-20. You can expect an exciting array of rare and unique custom cars, hot rods, and collector vehicles on top of family-friendly activities. On the road again, the fundraising event will take place at the Village at Park Royal, August 19-20. Photo via David Lawson. The fifth annual event kicks off Saturday, August 19, with an optional breakfast at Tomahawk Restaurant, followed by the Cruise the Shore adventure. Watch for vehicles like a completely restored Ford 1929 Model A touring car and McLaren Sienna, cruising through several North Shore neighborhoods, ending with a complimentary barbecue for participants. We expect close to 150 vehicles at Park Royal and on the cruise, says Dan London, chair, Cruise the Shore for Charity Society. London's excited to see the Deuce Coupe 1932 Ford, a very unique 1965 AC Cobra, fully restored 1969 Capo Camaro, originally purchased on the North Shore. Last year, there was a 1997 Porsche 912 that was converted to electric, which I hope is back again, he muses. Shining bright for charity. The Society enlists an outside group of car builders to vote for the best paint, best interior, best open top, and more. Photo via Anthony Cohen. Sunday, August 20th, features a show and shine display of Saturday's cruise cars, plus activities at the Village at Park Royal. Karen Donald, general manager, says their retail participants will offer exclusive promotions, special discounts, and unique experiences to shoppers during the event. Entertainment will be provided by fan-favorite singer, songwriter Richard Stepp, who always gets the crowd grooving with his rock and roll tunes. There's a silent auction and 50-50 draw, with proceeds going to the TB Vets Charitable Foundation Respirator Program to benefit first responders and hospitals with life-saving respiratory equipment for all British Columbians. President and CEO of TB Vets, Candice Marola, says they are proud to partner with Cruise the Shore. This opportunity will help us to raise funds for our mission to help British Columbians with breathing ailments while attending a fun-filled family event and celebrating our love of classic cars. Don't miss bidding on some terrific items, which include an exciting WestJet package, two round-trip tickets anywhere WestJet flies. Also, look for everything wine and sports memorabilia, too. The 50-50 raffle launched online on July 1st. Tickets are 2 for $10, 5 for $20, 15 for $50, and 50 for $100. Sales end August 20, 3:30 p.m., with the draw at 4 p.m. The winner takes 50% of the jackpot. We're very excited about our attendance projection of 2,800 people, says London. We encourage people to come out, enjoy themselves, and vote for the North Shore News People's Choice Award. For more information and car pre-registration, visit cruisetheshore.ca. For the cruise route, check the North Shore News on August 16.